Governor welcomes Texas National Guard to new forward operating base in Eagle Pass. Texas border business. Austin, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott today toured Texas's new forward operating base and welcomed the first 300 Texas National Guard soldiers moving into the base camp in Eagle Pass. Following the tour, the governor held a press conference highlighting Texas's historic border security efforts and outlining how the new base camp will help soldiers deployed on Operation Lone Star more effectively respond to President Joe Biden's ongoing border crisis. Over the past 2 years, illegal immigration has gone down in the state of Texas by 72%, said Governor Abbott. That drastic decrease is a direct result of the deterrence that has been established by the Texas National Guard. Troops deployed on Operation Lone Star have been scattered for miles across the region, having to drive miles to work and miles back to where they're staying later that night. It has been an inefficient method of housing our soldiers, and this base camp will provide the type of housing and standards of living that both improve the quality of life for the men and women in uniform securing our border and allow Texas to have a permanent presence on the southern border. About 300 soldiers are moving in today, and more will arrive here soon. Texas will not stop until we gain full operational control of the border. The governor was joined at the press conference by Adjutant General of Texas Major General Thomas Sulzer, Texas Border Czar Mike Banks, and soldiers deployed on Operation Lone Star. What we see here today is the completion of phase one of 6 phases for this base camp, said Major General Sulzer. Many of the troops you see behind me have had an hour transit time just to get to the border. Some are coming from more northern base camps which are also far away. Having them here at this base camp will help our soldiers operate more efficiently to secure the border. We are also going to move the military headquarters to this base. It is currently located in McAllen and will soon be in Eagle Pass. This base camp is also a fiscally sound way to house soldiers. We will be moving in soldiers who are dispersed in hotels across the region. Once this base camp is fully occupied, we will save critical taxpayer dollars each month on housing soldiers. Thank you to the City of Eagle Pass for their help with this project, the Texas Legislature for funding Operation Lone Star, and Governor Abbott for securing our border and taking care of our troops. Texas has decreased illegal crossings in Texas while it has increased in other states, said Border Czar Banks. As we see less and less traffic in certain sectors, it is important that we adjust where our border security efforts are taking place. Having this base camp here will help us respond to this ever-changing crisis. In the last 2 years, traffic has consistently decreased in Texas because of the work of Operation Lone Star. We will continue to fight President Biden's border crisis, and this base camp here in Eagle Pass will help us in doing so. During the press conference, Governor Abbott outlined the 6 planned phases of the development of Texas's forward operating base. The governor also discussed how establishing the base camp is an important step to ensure soldiers deployed on Operation Lone Star have access to quality housing, food, and resources, and that Texas has a permanent, cost-efficient, and conveniently located border security headquarters. Additionally, Governor Abbott addressed the record low levels of illegal immigration in Texas since Operation Lone Star has deployed historic border security efforts, including installing anti-climb barriers, building the Texas border wall, placing border buoys in the Rio Grande River, and taking control of Shelby Park in Eagle Pass. The Texas Military Department acquired 80 acres of land in Eagle Pass to construct the forward operating base that will be able to house up to 1,800 Texas National Guard soldiers, with the ability to accommodate an additional 500, who are deployed to respond to the open border chaos created by the Biden administration. The base camp will feature a 700-seat dining facility, a recreation center, laundry facilities, Wi-Fi access, individual rooms for soldiers starting at 118 square feet, chaplaincy programs, and medical and psychological health facilities.